The houses at the edge of the town offered little more. They climbed the back steps into a kitchen and began to go through the cabinets. The cabinet doors all standing open, a can of baking powder. He stood there, looking at it. They went through the drawers of a sideboard in the dining room. They walked into the living room, scrolls of fallen wallpaper lying in the floor. He left the boy sitting on the stairs holding the coats while he went up. Everything smelled of damp and rot. In the first bedroom, a dried corpse with the covers about its neck, remnants of rotted hair on the pillow. He took hold of the lower hem of the blanket and towed it off the bed and shook it out and folded it under his arm. He went through the bureaus and the closets, a summer dress on a wire hanger, nothing. He went back down the stairs. It was getting dark. He took the boy by the hand, and they went out the front door to the street. At the top of the hill, he turned and studied the town, darkness coming fast. Darkness and cold. He put two of the coats over the boy's shoulders, swallowing him up, parka and all.
"I'm really hungry, Papa."
"I know."
"Will we be able to find our stuff?"
"Yes, I know where it is."
"What if somebody finds it?"
"They won't find it."
"I hope they don't."
"They won't. Come on."
"What was that?"
"I didn't hear anything."
"Listen."
"I don't hear anything." They listened. Then in the distance, he heard a dog bark. He turned and looked toward the darkening town. "It's a dog," he said.
"A dog?"
"Yes."
"Where'd it come from?"
"I don't know."
"We're not going to kill it, are we, Papa?"
"No, we're not going to kill it." He looked down at the boy, shivering in his coats. He bent over and kissed him on his gritty brow. "We won't hurt the dog," he said. "I promise." They slept in a parked car beneath an overpass with the suit coats and the blanket piled over them. In the darkness and the silence, he could see bits of light that appeared random on the night grid. The higher floors of the buildings were all dark. You'd have to carry up water. You could be smoked out. What were they eating? God knows. They sat, wrapped in the coats, looking out the window.
"Who are they, Papa?"
"I don't know." He woke in the night and lay listening. He couldn't remember where he was. The thought made him smile. "Where are we?" he said.
"What is it, Papa?"
"Nothing. We're okay. Go to sleep."
"We're going to be okay, aren't we, Papa?"
"Yes, we are."
"And nothing bad is going to happen to us?"
"That's right."
"Because we're carrying the fire."
"Yes. Because we're carrying the fire."